It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. Those of you, if you happen to be listening at home and are going to be on the road, you can always stream the show live every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern at DaveJanda.com. We're also available on our YouTube channel, Operation Freedom 24/7. We're also available on our website, DaveJanda.com, both the free, the public side, and the subscription side. $9 a month, I believe one of the biggest bangs for the buck in all the internet. Bottom line, sign up for a month. If you don't like it, get rid of it. Extra shows, our Insider Insight show. We bring folks forward from behind the curtain to discuss issues. We also have our WTF geopolitical show. This week, actually, we're going to focus on the Jeffrey Epstein issue. We've already discussed that in the past half hour. We're going to talk a little bit about how all those folks that think that, well, Epstein being gone, you know, folks, you know, breathing a little sigh of relief. Some of the players that have already been named, like, you know, Bill and Hillary and, well, Bill Richardson and, you know, Les Wexner, the guy from Limited Brand, you know, breathing a sigh of relief. Not so much. I had a discussion with some prosecutors, and it appears that those folks with the death of Jeffrey Epstein, their lives are going to become more difficult. Yep, that's right, because the evidence with his passing and the search warrants, well, they don't really have a leg to stand on about the information being released, and that's something we're going to get into on this week's WTF show on our subscription platform. One of the issues we have focused on since the inception of our show, Operation Freedom, has been your financial and economic freedom. My next guest has been a regular guest on our show for years, and he has provided you information that the bought-off lamestream fake media will not touch. If you've listened to him, you have positioned yourself appropriately with the appropriate insurance products, if you will, financially, so to weather any impact which occurs from a negative standpoint in financial markets. Bill Holter, after a lengthy career in financial services, Bill retired in 2006 and moved his family out of the United States. He then returned in 2011 and currently makes his home in the great state of Texas. Bill joined Miles Franklin as an associate writer in 2012 and posted commentaries until early 2015. Bill is now working in collaboration with the great Jim Sinclair and helping to educate and enlighten folks through Jim's site, and I encourage you to go there, JS Mindset, M-I-N-E-S-E-T, jsmindset.com. Bottom line, folks, Bill is one of the best forensic economic analysts in the world. Bill, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thanks for having me again, Dave.
All right, Bill. So let's talk about where we are in the financial world and the markets. The markets, have been touted by the CNBSs of the world, the Fox Business News of the world, the Bloomberg and Reuters. Well, everything's fine. And you know what? With these downturns, they were all screaming on Fox Business News this week, CNBS, buy the dip. This is a good, you know, when things were kind of really melting on Wednesday, buy more of that Facebook, buy more of that Netflix stock. Bill, your take about what's occurred this past week, because there were some really significant financial events that occurred in our markets.
Well, the big event was China allowing their currency to devalue. Mm-hmm. And that, you have to look at that and say that was an obvious shot in the trade war / currency war. And that's extremely important because markets for months now, we're going to get a deal. We're going to get a deal. I don't think we're going to get a deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, on Monday, for the first time in 25 years, the U.S. Treasury designated China a currency manipulator, right? That was on Monday.
Right.
And come Wednesday, whoa, it broke open, didn't it?
Well, I mean, labeling them a currency manipulator, those are fighting words.
Mm-hmm. They sure are.
And, you know, CNBC, Fox News, Bloomberg, they're all saying, oh, this is a buying opportunity. But in the same, the next breath, they're talking about negative interest rates. Well, first off, negative interest rates, I mean, we could do probably two or three of your shows on just negative interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
But negative interest rates are actually an impossibility, because what happens is the system eats itself. And there was an article today on Zero Hedge regarding, I think it was Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark, right.
They have negative interest rates on mortgages, so you're actually getting paid to borrow money to buy a house.
That sure can't last very long.
No, it can't. And what people are forgetting is that negative interest rates on bonds make pension plans an impossibility. Because over time, you have to put more money in originally than what you're planning on retiring on. So you've got negative growth year after year. What I'm getting at is one man's liability is another man's asset.
Well, and Bill, if we look around the world, and you can tell me if I'm wrong on this, I am not familiar with the negative debt yield being as high as it is today. I think it's up to $15 trillion.
Correct.
Which is, and I think at one point this past week, that escalated by $1 trillion in just a couple, 3 days.
Yeah, it escalated by a little over $1 trillion from Monday to Wednesday.
I mean, so if there's $15 trillion, you can't even say invested, that's put into bonds that when they come due, you get back less.
Yes.
Okay, Bill. Now,
that tells you everything's not well.
Yeah. I mean, horrible. Not well. Horrible.
Right.
I mean, that's a system that's on life support. That might be even being kind by saying life support.
And think about why interest rates have been jammed down so far, and in the case of $15 trillion worth negative, is because there's too much debt in the system. The only way to make debt serviceable is to push rates to zero.
And there was even talk last week, Bill, on Wednesday when the system was wobbling, that the Fed was going to come in on Thursday with an emergency rate cut. After they cut rates a quarter basis point last week, they were going to come in with an emergency cut again.
Well, again, the question is why?
Right.
Why did they have to cut rates if everything's so good? Stocks are at all-time highs. Yields are at all-time lows. Unemployment, supposedly all-time lows. Inflation, supposedly under control. And the answer to why is because the system is at the edge of a cliff.
You know, I don't know if you used to watch the Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner cartoons, right? But remember how the Coyote would go over a cliff and he just kind of hang there for a while and then plummet?
And didn't realize he was...
Yeah. You know, Bill, that's where and tell me if I'm wrong, but that's where we are.
That's exactly where we are.
We're over the cliff and we're just kind of hanging there, and the next... And, that's a long way down. And
the average person knows something's wrong.
Yeah.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And what we just talked about, there is too much debt in the system. And the only way to create growth in the past has been to inject more debt into the system. And now we've gotten to a point of debt saturation where if you go back 30 or 40 years ago, the government would borrow $1, spend it into the economy, and it would create $4 or $5 of growth. Now, for every dollar that they borrow, they're not getting 25 cents. That's the problem.
Well, and here's the thing, Bill. when I did a recent interview on another platform, and I spoke about the this quote, faux recovery since 2008 was nothing more than a credit expansion bubble.
Okay? Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So the expert, Bill, agrees with me. Oh, Bill, the hate mail I got, the hate emails I got for misrepresenting this vastly improving economy over the Obama years and going into the Trump years. Oh, Bill, I was just slammed to the ground over how can you be saying that, because you know, that this is not a credit expansion and that's why this happened. That's exactly what has happened, Bill. And frankly, we're over the cliff now with like Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, it's absolutely a credit expansion. All you have to do is look at industrial production. Industrial production still has not taken out the 2007 levels. And a word you've not even heard in the last 10 years is expansion. All you've heard is recovery.
Well, and even when you look at the unemployment numbers, Bill, I mean, you know, last week when they issued them, it was expected 165,000 new jobs. The actual number came in 164,000 new jobs. Here's what they didn't say. That when the birth-death model, this bogey number that they added, of the 164,000, added 148,000 jobs.
Right.
Okay. So that means the actual number, Bill, was like, you know, 16,000?
Right. And just so people understand, that birth-death model is a plug-in, made-up number.
Yep.
I mean, those are not jobs. It's just that is a plug-in that the government has used for years because they believe they can't fully calculate the actual growth or elimination of jobs.
So, Bill, play this out. So now we're seeing these record number of negative yielding debt. We have the Treasury declaring China a currency manipulator. We have the 10-year bond yield approaching, you know, or record low yield. Tell us the next steps that you see playing out over the ensuing weeks to months.
Well, I think you're going to see huge moves in currency markets. You need to understand, when China allowed their currency to devalue, Trump is running around putting a tariff on this and putting a tariff on that and putting a tariff on something else. What they just did by lowering their currency was put a tariff on everything.
Right.
So what you're going to see is currency wars. And the reason for currency wars is just look at trade. Trade is a number that can't be fudged because our trade has to match with China's trade numbers when you're talking about U.S.-Chinese trade. So those numbers are pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at trade numbers, they're collapsing. And what that means is when trade collapses, when trade slows down, so does cash flow. But when cash flow slows down at the same time that there's more debt in the system as a ratio to anything, you know, any metric you want to look at, you have when debt is at extreme levels, you have to maintain cash flow. And that's what's happening, is cash flow is beginning to decline, and that's why you're having the currency wars.
And we also see the president who, for many months, has been saying, "Oh, we got to stop this quantitative tightening. You've got to do quantitative easing. We got to drop the rates more." Correct? I mean, we're
right.
It's on a daily basis, and he keeps
got to blow the bubble.
Right?
Got to blow the bubble bigger. And Dave, let me comment on that. I said this about a year and a half ago when President Trump first started talking about the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I'm supportive of what he's doing and what he's trying to do, but I think it's a huge mistake talking about the stock market because he's taken ownership of it. And when this market goes down, I'm sure he's going to try to put the blame on the Federal Reserve, but by talking about the stock market, he's taken ownership of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I had the same concerns, Bill. You voiced those concerns on this show, and I agreed with you then, and I agree with you now. I think that he's been pointing the finger at the Fed, as we said, for months. You know, they're the problem, they're the problem, they're the problem. And some of this has been offloaded on the Fed. However,
there was a big shakeup this week, by the way, in the New York Fed, early in the week, Monday, Tuesday. There was a rash of retirements, a rash of resignations. What that means, I'm not sure. Over our weekend call, Jim suggested it may be a way to eliminate the Fed without eliminating the Fed.
Because and some people might say, well, what's the importance of the New York Fed? That's where the dirty is done, right, through the
yes.
New York Fed, with the manipulation of markets,
yes.
with the propping up of the so-called President's Working Group, the plunge protection
team. With the PPT.
Right. That's where I believe the Exchange Stabilization Fund is based, correct?
Yes.
I mean, so this is where, I mean, if you want to go to ground zero, where the dirty's done about, you know, manipulating markets, it's going to be right around, you know, the address of the New York Fed.
Yes, exactly.
So
that's why I brought it up, because it was important. It really was not reported on.
No.
But people should know.
Yeah, people should know. So in addition to what people should know, what should people be doing, Bill? What do you see the market, the stock markets, not just in the United States, but around the world, tanking significantly over the next several months? Do you see depreciation? You say the currency wars, depreciation of the dollar. And if so, what should folks be doing?
As far as stocks are concerned, I think there's going to be an event where we do have a stock market crash. And I think after the stock market crash, you're probably going to see stocks all over the world go vertical. And when I say vertical, that's a mirror image of the currencies. That's what you see when any currency implodes. Look at Venezuela, look at Argentina,
mm-hmm.
Go all the way back to Weimar Germany. Stocks took an initial hit, and then they went straight up, but they only go up. You still end up losing about 50% of your purchasing power because the currencies drop faster than the stocks go up. As for credit markets, I see absolutely zero reason to own any type of bonds because interest rates have nowhere to go but up.
And as far as hard assets?
Well, that's where capital is going to go to. If you're faced with a negative interest rate on your bank account, what are you going to do? You're going to search for a place that's safe, and gold and silver are the only monies on the planet that are not a liability. They're not issued by an issuer. You know, they were created by God. They were dug out of the earth. So that's a definite road that's going to lead to gold and silver, are account balances that have negative interest rates and people looking for a safe place to store their savings.
So, Bill, I was watching Fox Business News this week, and I had a laugh. They had this guest on, and they were talking about markets. And one of the hosts said, well, you know, what about, you know, precious metals here? I mean, they're really going up. They went up yesterday, and they're going up again today. And this investment expert says, well, I wouldn't look at gold or silver or precious metals because, well, you don't get any, you can't get interest out of them. Okay. Meanwhile, Bill, something, a fact that you touched on, drilled on earlier in this interview.
Yeah.
Well, what about negative interest rates around the world? Wait a minute, sister, what are you talking about here? About you don't get any interest on precious metals when there's negative interest rates around the world at unforeseen levels in history.
Hey, there's 73 currencies. Gold in 73 of the 120. Roughly 120 currencies around the world, gold is right now at all-time highs. Right now, gold in Canadian dollars is $100 higher than it was back in 2011-12 when gold made the high in dollars. And we just posted a chart, physical gold versus Berkshire Hathaway going back to the year 2000.
Yes.
And gold is up 488%. Berkshire Hathaway is up, I believe it was 383%.
And that's from the great, the best investor of, in historical terms, according to CNBS and Fox
Business
News.
From the barbarous relic.
Yes, yeah, right? Well, yeah, Warren Buffett. No one can beat his rate of return. Really?
Well, just, you know, an ounce of gold sitting in your drawer beat his return.
Right. But you're not going to hear that.
No.
You're not going to hear that from the talking heads.
No.
Now, there are many people, Bill, that have seen this coming, have listened to you and a number of other folks for years and said, okay, this good. We've had a good couple week, good month, good couple months here. But folks are still concerned that the perpetrators of the manipulation still have the puppet strings in place, although they're kind of fraying a little bit, puppet strings in place when it comes to the gold and silver markets, and that there's going to be more manipulation and to come. Your take on that?
Well, I just mentioned in 73 different currencies, gold's at an all-time high. So what that does is it creates its own demand.
Yep.
The currency is declining. Gold and silver don't go up and down. It's currencies that go up and down. And if currencies are declining, you're getting demand from all over the world to get out of currencies and into something that's real. And I would caution people that are worried about, and I got some emails late in the week saying, they're back to manipulating gold. They pushed it under 1,500. The bottom line is, If delivery was not an issue, I would agree. Manipulation could go on forever and ever. But the problem is, gold and silver contracts that are sold with no gold or silver behind them, what happens when the buyer says, hey, I want my gold or I want my silver?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a failure to deliver, and that failure to deliver will be the light switch that turns the entire world upside down.
Bill, how can folks follow you? Because they need to follow you.
You can go to www.jsmineset.com.
And now you have a public side, but you also have the subscription side.
Right. We have a public side, and then the subscription side. I write two or three articles per week, and we do a weekly call for about 1 hour. For subscribers.
And it's a great subscription service, and I highly recommend it, folks. Bill, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You have been on the front line and looking out for every person's economic and financial freedom, and I thank you for that, because that's something the bought-off lamestream fake media has never done nor will ever do. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham Talk 1600.